One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So you know what? The t-shirt on the head, you've done something.
It's knowledge. I told you. I tried to tell you.
I shouldn't have
doubted you.
There you go, man.
Shouldn't have doubted you,
bro. Got a t-shirt on your head. Thin one.
You said you got a t-shirt on your head, a thin one.
I said I got a string vest.
Go!
Do what?
You can't run anyway, so it don't matter.
I'm faster than everyone.
You're not faster than what? No one, Loons.
Maybe not Lippy.
I'm the fastest here, by far.
Nah, Dan looks like a powerful runner.
Yeah, I can run, but I'm not that fast.
I reckon I got Dan over the first 30 yards.
Yeah, maybe first.
Steve-O's a powerful runner. That's a powerful runner.
Yeah, Steve-O as well, but Steve-O.
Do you want to tell them?
Super fast.
Steve-O, I tune in to Class 72. That football thing you do.
Yeah, levels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. The last show, man.
When I put the two free kicks in?
No, that ain't the last.
Or the Bristol one, when I fucking was rapping.
The one at Wembley.
Like what I'm saying, like, what you keep the saying last. I just named the last two. Wembley's before that.
Oh, that
YouTube.
One then.
Yeah.
The last one I watched then. That one there, howlers.
Comedy.
Can't play in the same team.
Bro. Nah, they can't.
Comedy. Bro. Only player to
remember
do
remember when Scorsese couldn't play in that England team?
Yeah, this is this.
Comedy. I bring this the comedy to it.
So oh, wait, what? Was the shots comedy?
Huh?
Was the shots comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, what? You didn't mean to...
Because you see when I do it proper, what I do, and it doesn't make it good. No one cares when you do it good.
All right, have we got a replacement Sharpie? Look at the Sharpie. The Sharpie's behavior is crazy. Look, if I try and take it off...
Oh, my gosh.
You've been in the gym too long, bro.
That thing's mashed. He's all cracked it and that.
Let's have him give it a little turn. You've got to twist it. Yeah, you got to twist it.
Dan, let's give it a little turn. When you open it, let's give it a little turn.
You lot probably want to know what's going on with our thoughts about the Manchester derby. Not today, man. Pre the Wednesday episode. See what's going on. Bigger and better things going on right now. Like May the 8th, Filthy Live. Make sure you get them tickets. They're going quick. They're going fast.
They're gone.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in South Park, they say, yeah, and it's gone.
For real. Also, make sure, see the link of the Patreon there. Make sure you sign up. Get involved. Filthy Family. Give us your money.
Yeah.
Last but not least, one of the Filthy Boys is doing extracurricular activities. As usual, the boy Steve-O, the madman. New show right now. Chat to us. Chat to us, my brother.
Yeah. Little show with Sky.
Come on, man. Talk up the thing, man.
But lands April 22nd, new Sky platform getting launched. Going to be launching that on the 22nd of April. Sitcom, 4 episodes, me and the family, called The Madhouse. Long time coming. So yeah, man, hopefully all the crowd can
be there or be square, man.
Yeah, man. Big things going on over here.
Finally, we get like an English My Wife and Kids. Because I used to love My Wife and Kids, you know. That was my show.
Thank you.
Proper thing.
Do we see everyone and everything?
Nah, same. You know the format. You know my thing. But we're going to be, anyway, I won't spoil it.
You ain't going to reveal too much?
No. Yeah? That's madness. It's a madness, isn't it? Like, dates and all sorts.
What do you mean dates? Dates? What's going on?
Got a new bird. Yeah.
Don't worry.
You'll see.
Don't give away too much.
Emma's not happy. Like, yeah.
Bro, what's going on?
Okay. A man made it all the way to TV and then pissed off Emma. They can't see the man.
Is it like a Steve-O moment?
Like 15 times.
Love and hip hop. There's no hip hop in it. There's no hip hop, but
there's love.
There's love, a lot of love.
So it's real life situations.
It's just a glimpse into my life, bro. Like, you get me?
With love and garage.
Love and garage.
Yeah.
Love and garage. Love and UKG.
So.
My ex-wife and kids.
Filthy. Obviously, as you know, we're on a clean run right now where we're just pulling these ideas out of somewhere that is not lava. You get me? So, whose take is it anyway, man? Let's see how much we know each other, boys. Filthy Family, what's left of us. I feel like I know you, boys. You get me?
Facts.
So I think I'm going to do all right at this. I don't really know you, cuz. Cuz what's on your head like that? No, I do, but what's going on?
This is
T-shirt
just like,
on your head. That's just a...
I've just clocked that, you know.
It's just shade, bro. It's just shade. It's just shade.
You know it is.
It's
I remember Joel Santana used to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
I used to do that with the dips. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never understood it.
Nah, I understood.
You don't have to understand it, fam.
Because you've never been to hot country. Do you think that? You know what? You know what's mad, right? I said it because I know you have. But you haven't been to more hot countries than me.
All right, let's take work out of it.
I've been Florida 11 times.
I've been Jamaica 10.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. I've been, what's it? I've been Jamaica 3 times. Huh? I've been Jamaica 3 times.
Okay, I've been Dubai 4 times.
I've been Dubai twice. Dubai I've been Abu Dhabi.
I've been Australia twice. That gets extra points.
Now do I add work? Now do I add work into it? Because I've traveled the world.
I've traveled the world as well. You ain't traveled further than me.
What do you mean?
Australia.
Oh, I've been Australia.
Yeah.
I've been twice.
I can go country to country for you.
Hey.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we could.
How was Brazil, by the way? Because
damn.
It changes everything.
It does.
It changes everything.
I'm moving.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
Colin said this.
Next year.
Colin said
bro,
this.
Bro, it changes over there, yeah? Everything.
No, Mexico.
Is that your girl that you keep putting up?
Huh?
Because you keep posting someone.
Listen.
One sec. He's mentioned the girl. Like, talk to us, bro.
What's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Like, I want to
know. No. It's just a friend.
Okay. You're moving to Mexico Mario for a girl.
No.
That's a friend.
That girl's in Brazil.
The Sorrento.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. I'm going to Mexico. Separate reasons. No. Mexico City,
Mexico's
man.
Mexico's dangerous, bro.
More than Brazil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere's dangerous,
yeah, I reckon,
man.
So cartel, innit?
The cartel run Mexico, so there'll be certain times. I'm originally going to Mexico and seen dramas outside and everyone's just sat down and said, don't get involved.
And that's what you do, man.
That's crazy.
What? But it can't be worse than where you from, Kenya, you said, innit?
I've never said that.
Where?
I've never. Zambia, South Africa, Jamaica, China.
Them countries are mad. Zambia.
Zambia's not mad at all. Zambia's calm. South Africa's a bit mad.
Boys, we saying you ready, yeah, to find out whose take it is anyway.
What's the premise, bro?
So basically, everyone has given a take that will be read out without us knowing whose take it is. We're going to discuss the take first and foremost, what we think of the take initially. Try to not jump in straight away because I think some might be a bit obvious. We'll have a discussion, probably directed at who we think had that take, and then we write down whose take we think it is, and at the end we will declare who wins and who knows the filthy family the most.
Facts. If it's your take, do you play dumb?
Or do you argue?
It's all about this. This is a game. We're trying to win here.
Has everyone here put in a take?
Yeah.
Have you?
And how do you win by them not guessing it's you?
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not just the people at this table. It's all filthy.
Yeah.
We're gonna run out of paper, are we? Like the balloons.
No, I've bought some more paper.
I'm going to split, man.
Right now, we're getting new paper.
Just trying to help the environment.
I appreciate that.
I've written my name on mine already because I thought we was doing like number one there.
It's okay. Did you know what?
Hold on. Show me that.
Everyone done that S, didn't it? Who didn't do that S?
Hold on. He's done it mid as well.
Poet. Look at the S.
I love that S. Oh, what was that?
I done it wrong.
I got it wrong.
Brother, that's a Q.
What the hell is that S, bro? S has got the measles for.
Oh my God, it's backwards.
It's a bow and arrow, Limpy.
Literally, oh gosh, archery.
It's crazy, isn't it? I was gutting when I missed the foot. I was like, nice, don't look right. I went wrong.
You put too much things. That's how much things? Block.
It's 3, 6, 9.
Six.
Nine.
Ain't it 6?
9. Might be 6. It's 6.
There is 6.
It's 6.
It's 6. Look, bro, it's 6. Look, bro.
I've done it wrong again, innit?
What are you doing, bruv? Yeah, that's 6. Look.
It's six, bro. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm talking about the first lines you draw. See, that's 6 lines, bro.
Steve, what the hell are you going to write your answer on?
Okay, then. Boys, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
With this take, I think it's obvious who it wasn't. Because somebody has said that Mo Salah does not get into the Prem all-time 11.
Ooh.
So first of all, how do we feel about that statement?
Is this including people that are not at this table?
Including people that aren't at this table.
Easy that.
You think?
Does Mo Salah get into the... I'm trying to figure out all the right wingers in the Premier League that are betting him right now. And then I'll know whether that's the statement is true.
All time.
Right. All time.
All time.
All time, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, all the right, if you look at the Premier League, what right wingers have been better than Mo Salah? Like,
none
of all time.
Of all time, there's definitely
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo on the right hand side.
He was on the left, but in his best
he was the right
best
winger.
Seasons, he was on the left.
You done this about Sancho last week, bro.
And I was right.
Sancho, no, you wasn't. Sancho
played 53 games on the right.
Yeah, he just played both sides.
Ronaldo, so I remember him running that right against Ashley Cole.
He done both sides.
He just played both sides.
That weren't when he won Ballon d'Or, though. He was on the left on the Ballon d'Or season. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's named one. That's all.
So obviously, this is a common topic, especially online. Salah probably going to win his second Prem. Won the Champions League already, broken mad records.
Probably going to win the Player of the Year.
There you go, looking at a Ballon d'Or as well, maybe. So, it's one of them ones, man, because I think the main thing, the topic of conversation is, does Ronaldo get in there on the left or on the right? Because obviously a lot of people, some people have Ronaldo on the right, Hazard as the left winger.
Hazard?
Wait, can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? Boys.
Hazard definitely is.
Boys. So, if you're doing all-time Prem team, back in the day, it would always be a 4-4-2. Yeah. So Beckham makes it in that team, right?
Ooh. No.
I think that stinks.
Absolutely what? Not.
What?
On the strength of what? Those Diags?
Giggs makes it in.
No, he don't.
What? Yes, he does. 4-4-2.
Are you trying to get trophies?
You're crazy.
All time. Team trophies, bro. These men have never won Player of the Year, bro.
He did win Player of the Year when he was 40, Giggs.
I wouldn't say Beckham gets in right wing.
I'm saying David Beckham, to me, as a suggestion for this, everyone's saying it's crazy, but it's like, you got to take a look at the time that Steve was talking about and the competition that he had. David Beckham was doing a lot against his competition for right wingers in that time. Right wing, bro.
So my point wasn't to get Beckham here or there, right? My point was, if we're doing this question... This take is an all-time Prem. Are we talking about Salah? Is he going as a striker? Is he going, you know what I'm saying? Is it a 4-4? Is it a 4-4? So
now we'll do 4-3-3. Like, we'll do it modern 4-3-3.
Football.
Yeah, it's modern football. It's 2025. Football.
Well, in that case,
he 100% is.
Let's no, stop it's being, not necessarily. No, 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 bro. No.
Let's just do this. Right, the all-time 11, sorry. I mean, Sivo's old seat is messing up my words. Yeah. Is the key thing is consistency. Yeah? It's the key thing. Yeah? There's no one in that 11's done it 8 seasons. Like, I'm talking, no, just hear me out. I'll be honest, like, without having a drop, 25 GA, I'm talking attackers, forget maiming defenders that done super dope. I'm saying attackers, 8 season, 25 minimum. Minimum. Have a shout. Who? Mahrez. Not bro. Let's talk. Bro, but we're not talking overselling. Team. That's team.
Yeah, but you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but you know what it is.
That's a team thing.
I hear that, but you know, like everyone has a different role in a team. So I'm hearing you say Mahrez. One second. Mahrez's role for Man City is different than Salah's role for Liverpool. I'm not trying to say like one's more effective or one's ineffective. I'm saying, if Mahrez is part of a Pep Guardiola side and he stays there for that many seasons, then your argument of consistency must live with Mahrez. Not in terms of goals and assists the way Salah gets it, because that's not what Pep is asking
what
him
mean?
To do.
Is that what it's
that's
about?
That's what a forward is judged on.
The person that's made that thing. You know, football is opinion-based, right?
Undo.
Okay, so if he prefers Mahrez, who are we to argue? Yes, if he prefers Mahrez, who are we to prefer? I don't know who it is.
But you know
who
it is?
I don't know who it is.
But let me tell you why that stinks.
It's not a stinky one, though.
This is why it does stink.
He won it with Leicester Lips.
But I hear that 100%. But what Loon said is he's done too much. I think some players, so it's like, if we look at Messi and Ronaldo on a world level, yeah, I might argue that some players are better than Ronaldo. Right now, let's do right now. Some players are better than Haaland. I like, who's a good striker right now?
Isak.
They're too close. So let's just say that Gyökeres.
Yeah.
He's scored more goals than Haaland this season, yeah? I could say I think he's better than Haaland. And that is my opinion. But I think what people, the rebuttal, is too much. Like, I think what you've said, there's nothing you can say about Mahrez that rubs that out. That's just my opinion. I hear what you're saying, but I just think Salah is in that Cristiano Ronaldo, ooh, Henry, he where he's in that realm. And for me,
he is, man.
Obviously, it's just my opinion. For me, that right wing position, sewn undeniable. Like, there's not like the there's no one like
he's the front three.
Henry, Salah,
Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's the front three.
Rooney.
I'm not having Ronaldo, you know.
So what if I wanted to play Rooney on the right? Because people do that.
I think that's crazy.
We're putting square things in.
So you think Rooney is a better right winger than Mo Salah?
I think it's something.
Damn. Honestly, that's what it comes down to.
No, I don't.
Do you think, so let me ask you this. Go on then. And do you think Mahrez is a better right winger than Mo Salah?
You're asking someone that loves, he's one of my favorite players. Yeah. So, because I personally think and that over the 8 years, if he is less greedy, Liverpool might win more.
It's cap.
I'm not saying. I don't know that. Right,
bro. We're two goals away from three Champions Leagues and an extra title. Like,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
How's it greed?
Could have passed it to someone else. Like, got a little more confident.
Before we go too into it, let's remember what we're here for.
Yeah, of course.
Whose take is it anyway?
Easy.
So, boys.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
For the first time, let's write down who you think it is, please. Okay then.
Oh, that means I got it wrong.
So, on.
Maybe.
We ready, boys?
Yeah.
Wait.
One by one.
All right, the person I've gone with off that take, it has to be someone that can't stand Manchester United.
Or Liverpool.
Or Liverpool, sorry. So I've gone with KG as a Man United hater. I imagine he would say a
Liverpool
that.
Hater.
Yeah, Liverpool.
You got the Steve Ball bag on.
Apologies.
Easy, man. It's the big pagan himself. Custard baby. He's trying to wind up. He's trying to build content. I know what he's doing, man. He's trying to rile me up and not be here. I know him better than he knows himself.
You do.
Dan?
I am going with KG. It could be Margs as well, but I'm going with KG. They both hate Liverpool.
Yeah.
And so do I.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. You told me in Dubai you don't.
Dan hates Liverpool and so does KG, but I think Margs hates them the most.
Yep.
Yeah, had to be one of the Man U guys. Had to.
He feels fucked.
Steve-O.
I think,
what the hell? Look at that.
It's upside down as well.
I think it's Margs.
So you thought Margs BBC?
Hey, that's crazy.
Bald by choice.
Bald by choice.
What are the circles for?
I think the hearts.
The eyes.
And on the back of that is the S's. Can we see the back of the? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
You got one right. That the ones at the bottom are right. One's backwards. It's a Z.
But yeah, I think it's Margs, like you say. I think he hates United and I think he's trying to wind up his power. Oh, bloody hell. I think he hates Liverpool.
Steve-O thing, that's mad, God.
And I think he's trying to wind up his power. Looney Tunes, yeah.
I think it's 10 Margs, man.
Mind games.
That's the one that I chose.
No,
but that was the shoulder drop. That's what
exactly.
He was trying to do. There's an ancient Japanese proverb.
Ooh.
Boys, come on, man.
That was sorry, good. Man. Sorry.
Boys, listen. There's an ancient Japanese proverb that the finest assassin is the man that kills you when he's not in the room with you. But the finer assassin is the man that's in the room. And I just made that up. But the person that had that take, it was not Margs. It was not KG. The man is in the room with us right now. Steve-O, the man.
Hey. That is good. That
don't know their friend.
That is really good acting, though, you know. I like that. I thought you'd be bad at the deception part of this.
Nah.
Threw
nah,
me
he's
there.
Deceptive, man.
Hey, and okay, the same then. What I'm saying, I don't know if it's as easy as you lot said.
No one got it right.
I could have, if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
Well, I didn't.
All right then, so boom.
Terrible.
What
terrible.
Happened to Concorde?
They, see?
They're coming
see,
back. They actually stopped.
He thought it was a Concorde.
Because I think
when I was
them,
a youth, Concords were my favorite.
They were the fastest plane. But
I went ducks.
Do you know
recently.
There's something coming that's yes. that's faster than yes. everything?
Yes,
it is gonna be quick. It's gonna be ready.
England
though.
To Australia, 12 hours.
Not to be that
New
guy,
York
but
in, New York in 3 hours.
My granddad was the last black man on the Concorde.
Okay,
boys, Zambian, just get back in. The
get back in the car, man.
Let's get back in the plane.
Zambian Concorde.
All right, listen.
He was in New York. He didn't fly. He didn't. He was. He was a passenger.
Makes more sense.
Wait, he didn't fly. So why did you say he flew it? I thought your granddad drove
flew
the team.
In.
Don't tell me that, bro.
What do you mean?
Oh, my nan was
so
the first person
sure
to drive the train.
He was the last black person. How many flights there were that day?
No, after it, they stopped doing it.
Do you know how many flights there were that day?
What with Concorde?
What year was it?
I need to ask.
Exactly. If
bro,
what
kind of fact is
when
this?
When was you born?
99.
Exactly. Yeah. They stopped getting made in 03. You think he's the last black man?
Okay, maybe it wasn't before. I don't know exactly when it is. I got to ask him. So but I know that he was the last
you
one.
You said that. You said he was the last
Was he
black
the only
man.
Black man on the plane as well?
Yes, he was.
How he wasn't? No, he wasn't. No, I don't believe that.
Bro, he was an ambassador. He had to go from New York to London.
With no friends.
Quick, bro, by himself quickly for a meeting.
Not one black brethren.
By himself.
On a Concorde.
Brother. On a Concorde.
That is a bookie
from
story.
Where to where?
New York to London.
And you think there was only one black person on that whole flight?
As far as I know, yes.
Well, you
don't
know
you
don't
know. You were born in 99.
Yeah.
One of the last black men.
One
on
of
the
them. One of them. One of them.
He's relative. Remember, he's the same man that's went to Brazil and now he's inspired to go Mexico.
He went on a Concorde.
He's a Zambian, Chinese, Jamaican.
Yeah.
A helicopter.
Swimmer. Anyway, next thing.
So next thing. Loons, I don't know. This one might not trigger you, but they're just onto you today. Trent Alexander-Arnold has done more for Liverpool than Steven Gerrard.
Jesus Christ.
But done more.
Is that a shout?
Done more. All right.
What do you mean by done more?
Yeah, what do you mean by done more? Because
we don't know.
Like we hear,
it's
we,
bro,
saw,
the
we, saw, we saw Aaron Lennon say the other day, I watch my man, the team's playing he grabs the game by the scruff of the neck and he takes his team over the line.
So
you get what I'm saying?
One game?
No, not one game. He's done it in cup finals numerous.
That was West Ham.
West Ham, Champions League?
3-2. West Ham's a bit of a bookie watch.
Do you reckon it's more difficult to have a major influence on the game in the middle of the park or right back?
Yeah, but that's not the question.
Just answer. The question is plain and simple.
The question there is, do I think, and that goes back to my point, I don't think you can do that much for a successful team. Cool, the corner was taken quickly. I hear that against Barcelona. That's all good, fine and dandy. But let's be straight, man. Liverpool was a total different climate when Stevie was in the middle of the park. To be even spoke about with Scholes and Lampard, who won how many titles? He won none. He still spoke about with them. Steven Gerrard, he still spoke about with these guys.
He played with, don't do that. He played with great players, bro.
No.
There were some great players.
He won zero Premier Leagues. He spoke about in the same breath as multiple Premier League winners.
That's not the
combo,
bro.
No, but let me land. But that shows the greatness of the man.
Yeah, but
that shows it. Trent, the right back.
He's won one.
Like, exactly. And it's not about what I'm showing you.
That you don't need to win.
Yeah, you don't need to win. Steven didn't need to win to be spoken about. There's not a consistent Wan-Bissaka was better than him. Reece James is better than him. The dude can't defend. We didn't hear that about Gerrard. We didn't hear none of this.
We know why we heard that.
We know. We don't hear none of that.
But the statement
about Steven.
Is Trent Liverpool's best player?
No.
It says, has he done more for Liverpool? So who he's better than is irrelevant. Okay. It's has he done more for Liverpool? That's what the
Can
statement
I come
is.
In?
Yeah.
You know what? I think that again, and I hate to say this, because I love Stevie G, Steven as you call him, right? But I think there's something to be said that when he goes and the captain that comes in,
wasn't
all about him. So now it's, so Liverpool start doing better. So when we're saying, has Trent done more, was Steven G a hindrance
for Liverpool.
Was your first? Was Liverpool's first Coutinho moment the Gerrard moment?
I don't even know what that means. But
no, getting rid of him being the catalyst.
Getting rid of him. We're not saying you got rid of him, but obviously he had to stop, innit?
He had to.
No, forget that.
Yeah.
Bruv, what I'm saying is, when you're a player on the pitch, Stevie G's on the pitch, it's all going through him.
Hundo.
Yeah. So there's times when it shouldn't go through him and it goes through him. When he leaves and you now get Henderson now, and now you're looking.
It weren't a quick transition, by the way. It was years.
They were playing together.
Yeah, they were playing together. It was years.
He signed
it. Stevie retired. Hendo got the armband. He didn't win the title the next two seasons. It was years after he won the Yes. Stephen Gerrard was a manager when Liverpool won the title. He was Rangers manager.
How many years was it?
Steve, it don't matter. Gerrard didn't do it.
Even if it took
him 25 years.
But it's the truth. But in that 5 years, the team got so much better.
The team that won was not better than the team of Alonso, Torres, and all them, man.
Do you understand? Do not do that.
Torres, Alonso, Mascherano. Who was on the wings?
That Liverpool team.
What one?
The good one. That won the league.
Yeah.
Alisson.
Come on, stop
it, man. He's good.
Better than
Dyke.
Come on, man.
Wicked.
What are you doing here?
Trent.
Stop, man.
Robinson.
Hey, Robinson.
He was an £8 million left back.
That's one of the maddest.
Come on, man. Bro. Stop, man.
He was an £8 million left back, Robinson. A Scottish player, brother. Allow it. He wasn't like the Aurelios and that.
Aurelio? You think Aurelio was better than Robinson?
Bruv, he was a top European player at the time.
You paid 12 mil for him.
Stop, I don't remember. I remember shit. You paid 12 million for him in 2000 and whatever, and 8 million for your left back that won everything. You had the Klopp effect. You had the Klopp effect, rude
great
boy.
Management.
No, because again, we always do this, yeah, where we go to a man's reputation before he was a Dan. Yeah. It don't matter.
He's a Dan's now. Robertson is arguably the best left back in the league other than Ashley Cole.
Facts. Top three left backs in ever. Prem. Two. Top two.
Top three.
All
Ebra,
I'm saying, yes, it's called hindsight. Lips. One sec.
It's not hindsight. It happened.
I'm talking about at the time. I made a point about this. At the time, Liverpool, and I spoke. What am I talking about? I spoke to Trent. I done a big, long, extended interview with him. They had them players playing 20% above what they were actually capable of because of Klopp. Okay. And then back then you had players that were probably better on paper and they were paying 20%, 30 under what they were gonna. That's all I'm saying. Gerrard probably had better players on paper back then. Alonso, all of them, brother.
You're just naming one team. What about Lucas Leiva? What about John Joe Selvey? What about Joe Allen?
Stop. You're forgetting all these men. I'm just saying.
Dude, you don't know how to trap him.
Go on, trap
you
me.
You said Xabi Alonso and all them man. Who are them man?
Who's them man?
Who? Don't scratch your neck. Tell
who?
Us who they are.
You hang about. Them man were there three seasons
can I just
tops.
Can I defend Steve a little bit here, yeah? So if Steven Gerrard gets into the side 2001, yeah? That's a 2001 side that has Robbie Fowler, Michael Owen.
Man.
You're talking about the side.
What are you talking about?
Team of shit.
Let me give you a journey.
Team of shit.
They may have been, but you know they won the League Cup, the FA Cup.
What?
They won... And the third best European title. Off the strength of that, we thought there was going to be progression with the team and they could do more. Because there was a good team. There were good players in that team, bro. Don't do that. By the time 05's come, you've won the Champions League. You've won the Champions League, yeah? And as much as these players might not be good, I'm talking about what they've managed to achieve. They got to finals. They've won stuff. I just think... No, I think they're good.
Yeah.
I think they're good. Milan Baros.
Yeah.
Top goal scorer in Europe.
Milan Baros was cold when he went... Harry Kewell was a signature signing. He was a bad boy.
Could you imagine that Liverpool team?
Go on.
With Mane and that, with Gerrard in it.
Mm.
Do you know what we... Because they won it without him.
Now you're doing hypotheticals, Lowe.
No, but then you're doing hypotheticals.
Gerrard had the team with Suarez. Daniel Sturridge.
Yeah, and he also
Raheem
had Martin
Sterling. Are you joking me? The SAS.
He also had...
No, it wasn't with exactly. Team.
Exactly.
He's had bullets.
Bro, that's Joe Allen and Lucas Leiva, bro.
That Liverpool team that won the league is one of the best Prem teams ever.
I think so.
Xabi Alonso team is not.
What?
Fact.
It's not.
No, it's not on paper.
It's not.
It wasn't
who's
on paper.
Who's like Xabi Alonso's team?
But I'm not getting into it. I don't care. It's not my team.
Steve Finnan
was a bad boy.
For Trent.
Or is it Glenn Johnson?
It's Glenn Johnson.
For Trent.
But Johnson was decent then.
Why are you shaking your...
Yeah, he was.
It's player for player. No, but compared to Trent...
Johnson was the England right back. Trent's not. What are we doing here? He's not.
Glenn Johnson was the England right back.
The England that was the England right back, which was Glenn Johnson, yeah? He was playing in... Trent's not playing. So they're trying to play him in midfield. Okay. But I love Trent.
Yeah,
I love
all
Trent.
I'm saying is, do you think that means Glenn Johnson was better than Trent?
It doesn't, brother, it doesn't mean nothing.
Sure, should we try and bring it home? Let's try and bring it home then.
What England team was better back then or this?
Gerrard or Trent, who's done more for you?
But done more is what? In what? Winning stuff?
I don't know.
Your name's Steve.
You can interpret it how you interpret it.
Was Trent's corner against Barcelona more important than Gerrard of Mela's little knockdown against Olympiacos? Was it more important?
It was more important, but it wasn't better.
I don't think Trent's one was more important.
Nah, I think Gerrard's. I think you lot are crazy.
That was to get the winner.
Bro, let me to get what to get the winner.
No, like, that was like Liverpool were we would have got to go one way or another against in that Barcelona game. But that Olympiacos.
Nah, what?
Bro, that Olympiacos was 89 minutes.
Hold on. I hear what you're saying. Olympiacos. No, we just done it. We delivered the two Liverpool teams. There's no way you're now going to tell me Olympiacos is harder to score again than that Barcelona.
No, it's not harder to score again.
No, I know. No,
that.
I hear that.
It's the circumstance.
No, but this is my thing. We do not have to do hypotheticals with this. This is facts. These two things happen.
All right. Can I tell you one thing? To help aid you lot, remember, it's away goals then. So the Olympiacos game, we needed to win by two clear goals, yeah? First 5 minutes, Rivaldo scores. Bang. So we need to win by 3-1. We score two and we can't score. We cannot score. He's got five.
He 3-0 down and the man then won 4-0. There's no comparison to Olympiacos. Don't talk to me about Olympiacos. Please don't.
Bro.
It's fair to say they're close. It's a close comparison, isn't it?
Can I land or not? Can I land or not? What the hell's going on, man?
One second, bro.
So they score Rivaldo, yeah? It's great goal, score. We've got Neil Mellor, Cinema Pongawoli.
All right, from now on, new rule, we're not asking any Liverpool questions or West Ham questions.
It's done.
They're going to do that. No, you're on joint enterprise.
Go on, what's your point?
You're on joint enterprise with him.
Why Olympiacos was more important? This team had won absolutely nothing in how many years?
That's a lie.
Well, let me land, bro, man. What the hell? Forget, with this new, we had a new gaffer, Rafa Benitez. He had won nothing. We were coming.
Luns, Rafa Benitez.
He won the league with Valencia. We've got a new manager. He had won nothing.
Who said the statement? Luns.
Margs or Stevo?
Let's write it down.
This guy talks nonsense.
I don't. You just didn't let me land, bro.
Right, I'm not sure. I don't know what it is. I thought I knew who it could be, and then I looked at Caleb, and he has like a mischievous look and the t-shirt on his head.
So obviously, I was thinking, why is Steve-O doodling over there and not worried that people are thinking it's him or not? But obviously, his take's already been said, so it can't be Steve-O. Caleb, because I know you probably would have put Steve-O. You're not concentrating.
Why do you think no?
You got a t-shirt on your head, brother.
That means I'm extra concentrated.
I hear it.
Bro.
Do you know what you look like?
No.
You remember in Egypt?
The Pharaoh. Yeah, you look like the Pharaoh.
But obviously that it was like gold.
The person I'm going for, have you not seen Adolescence? You've not seen Adolescence. So it's that new thing that's just come out where the guy thinks he forgets that he's done something that he's clearly done.
He doesn't know.
I feel like I'm in Adolescence and I feel like I said this, but I just can't remember saying it.
So you feel like you can't remember that you sent that in as a take to yourself.
If you see Adolescence, what that boy can't remember he done, don't worry,
man. That was shot with one shot, like, wasn't it? One shot.
It was one shot.
It was one shot.
You started that?
I remember Macbeth in 1982.
Huh?
They done Macbeth? A one shot, yeah.
Are you sure?
What's a 100? One shot?
Oh, I know what's going on here.
Oh, don't bring me involved in that. You
have this club right now.
See that man there?
Do you know what's going on here?
Hey, just go next, man.
You're a bad guy. One shot started in the hood, B. Started in the hood. I'm lost.
So it's me next, yeah? I think it's like someone with a... It's just like some people used to just say things before. I think it's Caleb, yeah? But it's just because people used to say things before, like, you know, just say things like, oh, Hendo's the greatest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's something about the past.
Yeah. And he was with it. So I thought it was Margs, but okay.
Man pointed with his whole hand, you know, the whole palm.
Yes. He's going to slap you, bro.
Dan, what are you saying, my boy?
I looked and he just had a face, but you know what it is? I can't work out if he's smart or if he's dumb. You know, like, because you know, like, no, but you know, like, when You want someone to think it's you.
It's a compliment.
So you pull a stupid face, hoping that they saw the stupid
face.
Yeah, I can't tell if what stupid face that is. Mm. If it's deliberate or... So I'm going Caleb anyway.
I'll go KG. I think these Liverpool charge takes...
I don't think he's that smart.
Have to be a United fan. I'll be real. So yeah, I'm going to go KG.
I'm going Margs. And I'm going Margs because... The way that that got everyone
high rate.
You.
High rate.
What is it?
High rate. You learning English here? But you don't
learn your language. Does it look like I need to learn, bro? Honestly,
what?
I don't mean that. I mean,
does it look like you? Do you?
Does it look like I need to learn? Is a crazy.
Does it sound?
Take your hat off. Take your hat off. Because with your hat on, you look Colombian. So you do look like you need to learn.
You look like
one of them Ecuador black men. I'm rating you, though.
You could be from Panama.
You're Panamanian.
You look like Yerry Mino.
Come on. Back in it. So I think it's someone, I can't begin to explain how much I love Margs. Yeah, and I think he's very smart. I think he's smarter than we think. And that was a very calculated, because it's not clear as day. It sounds clear as day on paper, but it truly ain't.
It ain't.
Liverpool's
absolutely
done so much in such a small space of time.
I agree.
And he was imperative to that. So
I agree. Yeah.
Them words. Man said imperative.
Imperative.
Right. All right. Caleb, who do you think it was?
Integral.
I think it was Poet. There was a moment within that argument there where I saw like anger get reignited within him. There's something that happened there that made it like you thought about it again. You're just like, nah, I'm actually angry about this point. So I feel like it's your own thing.
Boys, I'm here to tell you that the greatest assassin is the one that assassinates you and you don't know that you've been assassinated. It was me. Stealth. Splinter cell. You get me? Now, you know what? I actually believe that, you know. I don't think he's better. I think Gerrard is Mr. Liverpool, but I think for what's won, I think Trent has done more.
We don't know each other, fam.
That Olympiacos goal was so much more, man.
For me, that quick corner is like, you haven't seen nothing like that.
Yeah.
That Gerrard last minute winner, that happens. Trent,
What, cramp?
See no, I hear it, but bro,
see the man
come
there
on,
doing
bro.
His foot boots, bro, cramp.
We're about to go into the third take of whose take is it anyway, and no one has got anything correct so far, which I think we do know each other. I just think the man then was a bit clever with this one. You get me? So we're going to move on to take number three. Okay, wow, interesting one. CR7 is closer to Suarez than Lionel Messi.
Mm-mm.
You know what? Everyone's gone silent, yeah? But I want to say this. Obviously, you know it wasn't me. I think Suarez is a better technical footballer than Ronaldo is.
I don't think so. No. That's shaky.
Suarez,
don't get it twisted. When it comes down to it, two different positions. It's hard to directly compare them. Obviously, if you want you've got to go to goals. Then Ronaldo's probably gonna take it. But for me, obviously you might not have seen it for as long as you saw it was with Ronaldo, because Ronaldo had that Real Madrid team that I think was designed for him.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that Suarez, Liverpool to Barca.
It was a five season.
It was scaring me, bro. Like it was approaching Henry levels, bro. Like it was
approaching. You said past him, I reckon.
Nah, I don't know. Like, because again, Henry had the mad consistency and the.
But I reckon. Yeah, it's Ronaldo.
He's trying to do it. Nah, but he's.
I reckon. No. I reckon with what it is, Ronaldo in the nine. Yeah, like all that technically better. We playing nutmegs and that. I'm saying put the ball onion bag. CR7.
That's the guy.
Could be a curveball.
The bad thing about CR7 that I don't like in football is he's a very selfish player. So I feel like most sides have to accommodate to basically look after and cater for him. Kind of like reminds me of like a Van Nistelrooy Man United. Like we all have to make sure he's the ending of the story. Suarez and Messi, they're part of the whole story. They can start the move, they can finish the move, they can be in between it. Whereas Cristiano Ronaldo, towards the latter stages, and even more Real Madrid, he just needed to end the story.
That's what I want to say. I want to say, I think Suarez's technical level is closer to Messi than Ronaldo.
You lot forgetting Ronaldo.
Ronaldo technically early joke, on. You know.
He chooses not to.
I think
to.
You lot are listening to the question wrong, though.
We're saying other things now. Let's get back to the... Is CR7 closer to Suarez than Messi? I think it's a confusing...
I think, man, I'm answering the question a different way to you lot, though.
It's not a question.
I'm answering the question. Messi's cold. Messi's way,
yeah,
way.
Exactly. That's Messi's how the I'm best. Answering it.
Messi's gone, and them man are down there. That's that, it's not saying who's better out of them two. It's saying he's nowhere near Messi. That's what I'm answering it.
This is what they're trying to say. That Messi's.
I'm thinking of something.
Listen. What they're trying to say is that Messi's number one. Messi, look, just visually, period. Yeah, Messi's number one. Ronaldo's number two. Suarez number three. You understand? So that gap between Messi and Ronaldo, isn't as you understand? So he's not saying Suarez if they're not saying.
I don't even think like them man are two and three. Like I genuinely don't anyway. But yeah, I do.
I'd throw Neymar in the mix. I'd throw Neymar.
Even if he might be five, but he's still closer to Ronaldo than Ronaldo is to Messi. And I agree with that.
And I think in this whole last 10 years and the way we've seen football, because it's just become goals and assists, yeah, I think some of the performances from Ronaldo. The latter stage of Real Madrid, or maybe past Real Madrid, it's just been overrated, man. It's just stunk a little. It's not really been
overrated.
What, it is. What past Real Madrid? Of course, bro.
And you know what you're saying after?
Yeah, like Real Madrid days. I don't know what the hell Ronaldo was eating. He was crazy, but past
they say
that,
when he went to Juve,
I just didn't. I saw all the things I didn't like about his game, bro. So whereas Suarez, even now, I know he's in America. All the reasons why I love Suarez's game in terms of is still there. This
Have
guy
you seen
can't
it
even
run
walk,
in the lane,
bro.
You're lying.
It's finished now.
You're lying.
Someone here is lying.
It's not very often you get a player that's literally like he's had two careers. So early Ronaldo, and I don't mean early. I mean when he started getting it together for 4 years.
So from the Man United, good season
he
onwards.
Was unbelievable at dribbling. I don't think they were like for the dribbling that he was doing, oversteps, he was assisting, crossing.
That's when he played off the left and scored bare goals off the left,
right.
Didn't it?
Right. When I saw him against Ashley Young, Cole, as I keep telling you.
That weren't his good seasons.
He was a different player altogether. So it's like he's had two careers. One where he was like an out and out number nine, and one where he was a tricky winger, right? So when we're comparing him against
freedom.
Suarez and things
winger.
Like that,
goal scoring
winger as well. But when we're saying technique and he's so far away and we're saying it to when he's just doing goal scoring, let's not forget when he was, like the ball was his brethren. His ball was his brethren before.
That was a short period of time though, man.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
I know it sounds mad.
You
can watch Ronaldo play now 40. The ball's still his brethren. He's an incredible footballer. That's there's no.
No, but
Lippy,
it's not
it.
The same. Like no, what they're talking not. About.
He's the second best player ever for me.
Playing against Arsenal, and when he played against Arsenal, he was on the wing. Justin Hoyt one time got super, super embarrassed. By the time he went to Real Madrid, bro, it's almost like they said, you know what? Don't worry about it. Just attack more. So I saw less dribbling and more. I might shoot from 30 yards. Do one step over shoot.
Yeah,
the dribbling thing was done. And then by the time Juventus comes, I'm just going to stand here and wait for it. Like, I don't even like these. I don't like those things. Suarez has been consistently, he may not be able to do it at the highest level, but you see that overall game of absolute madness.
He ain't done it for longer than Ronaldo though, right?
Ronaldo had the luxury and obviously he earned that right and he was smart. Man United, Real Madrid. My man went from Ajax, Liverpool, and then he went to Barcelona. Journey. If he had that environment for a little bit longer, I don't even know what Suarez would have been.
I hear you, but he didn't.
Liverpool, he didn't. Facts. But for me, like I said, them two good seasons he had at Liverpool and the three or four he had at Barca.
Five.
But ridiculous,
bro. But you see that, like the Champions League game where he against PSG. He nutmegged David Luiz. He flicked it over in red.
Suarez has done things for me. Just and not say that Ronaldo hasn't. Ronaldo's done things output wise that I don't think I'll ever see again. Yeah, but you see across 90 minutes, just watching someone.
Unreal,
Suarez has done things I'm never gonna see again.
I hear you. Because you know what it is.
Ronaldo has done that as well.
He won the Ballon d'Or from the Premier League.
I just said to you, output wise. So when you take a look at everything, see output wise, his output is ridiculous. But in terms of what you do across 90 minutes, the magical stuff. Ronaldo's just a relentless winner and goal scorer.
Suarez is an amazing baller, and Messi, I think we look at him as just like the greatest of all time. But let's have it right. It's one and two, and then the rest.
It's definitely not.
It's one and two in the wrist. All right, Caleb, like Caleb, to play down.
That's the last one. Yeah, because I'm beyond. Whilst all of you lot have been talking about football, I've been studying each of you. And I've got notes. Lippy's out, Steve-O's out. So in my head, I was onto Steve-O and I realised it can't be Steve-O.
So, okay, can you talk us through your notes?
Well, first thing I put is that Caleb, you were my first four. Even though you're a United fan, I think you've got it in you to snake Ronaldo.
Okay.
And you were noticeably quiet.
Mm.
Loon's very vocal, strangely vocal.
I've been vocal every shift for every point.
Very strange.
Hey, that's mad. That.
Poet, vocal as well. And I just can't figure it out, but I'm going to stick with my guns.
What about you?
Can't be me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, no.
Okay.
I just watched Gangs of London. I don't trust nobody no more.
That's a cold one.
That was too cold.
Yeah.
You lot are all so unintelligent. That one sentence. I was watching you lot for minutes. One thing, and he threw everyone.
See, a man. What my nan told me. A man will always insult you when you catch him. So you say, "Hey, what are you doing?" Say, "Fuck you, man!" Like.
That's what your nan told you.
Yeah.
Oh wait. It might be Poet.
I like what Lippy's nan told him about the closest one to you. Well, that one.
What was she saying?
The one that's gonna get you. The one that's not telling you in the room.
Oh yeah, proverb. No, it was a Japanese proverb.
Yeah. I must have your nan.
My nan weren't a samurai. Oh, she could have been though. Poet, because of that last outburst where he blamed me, I think it could be you now.
Hey.
Caleb, we'll start with you. You got it?
I'm going to go with what I had from the beginning, which is
me,
Loons.
Nothing. I
can't even explain it. There's something about
man.
You just look guilty,
I think
guilty,
I've
man.
Had a mare, boys. I think I tried to be smart.
Is it?
Yeah, I think I've had a mare.
I'm going to go with Loons.
Is that a dick?
No, it's a tongue.
It's a tongue.
So where's the nose?
Where's the nose in that? It looks like a...
How can there be no nose?
You ain't got no nose.
The only thing that can be is a nose. That should be a nose. Yeah, there's no mouth for the tongue.
Ooh.
That's mad.
So you're calling Loons a dick?
But somehow, I recognise it. It looks like Slinky from Toy Story.
Yeah,
it kind of does, you know.
Anyway, I'll go with Loons like because at the start, Loons literally was the only one talking to do it. It was like he was trying to argue his point.
Yeah,
crazy.
I think that's why I was like, it can't be him. Why would you argue your point?
I've been arguing every point though.
Yeah, it's mad. It's mad. It was obvious.
All right, boys, I wrote Felix, bro. why are you so on your phone? you just went up there, bro.
Hey,
no way, don't
crazy.
Count.
Espionage, he's like, you're on your phone.
I put it under magic.
You try to think outside the books.
Nah, I've got that one wrong.
Yeah.
I am going to go with Poet. I'm going to go Poet.
Oh, it's Poe. I feel it now. Something about that laugh, I think it's Poe.
Okay, because I thought it was you.
Hey, that was mad. Hey, it's me. Hey.
Is it you?
No, how the f*** do I know?
What? Huh? What do you mean, how would you know if it's you?
No.
Who have you voted for?
Oh, I stuck my guns, bruv. I ain't playing this bullshit, this super espionage, taken.
Double take.
Votes taken. Remember, you lot had the good run. It's Loons. Da-da-da-da-da. He was like, I'm onto something. Bro, he's not been onto me ever since.
Gotta choose one,
though. Yeah, how about Savage Dan?
Oh, right.
bow.
You gotta choose
and
one.
And guess what?
For two people.
I genuinely feel the best thing comes in life, in twos, like buy one, get one from pizza, my children, and voting for Savage Dan. We have to both vote for Savage Dan.
Can't be
Dan.
Me.
And Lippy, can you reveal who the winner is?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Loons.
Whoa! Yes. Hey, you know what? I had to.
You were on. You were so onto it.
You two were so. I have to turn my attention.
Bro, I was on you, but I was thinking
these men are crazy.
Is he? He's so dumb that he argued his point.
I got mine right because it was me, and then I missed one, and then I've got two out of three.
So I've got mine right because it was me.
I just didn't pick my name because it would have been bait.
So you haven't got two right?
Yeah. You got one.
What do you mean you got yours right?
I knew it was me.
It's your take. How could you get it?
Because I could have, but I just didn't do that.
Imagine if you went, I think it's me.
No, yeah.
All right, Mandem, just so you know, it cannot be me, it cannot be Loons, and it cannot be Steve-O.
Mm. Yeah? But it can be Poet, me, Caleb.
KG.
Margs.
Skits.
Wow. So it's all to play for.
So wait, who's winning right now?
It's me and Steve-O.
What did you get right?
Loons.
You're bait for a pal.
No, but I thought it was a group. I thought it was a group early.
Loons, again, I don't know why they're onto you. And you know it's not me. But someone has said, just like when Liverpool won it first, this has been the worst Prem season.
Easy, that is. That's so easy. He said it before. His laugh now is shaking. His laugh's shaking.
What's so funny about these situations?
No.
You're all trying to work it out, but only two men have got anything right.
Yeah, I know, but
so all this police business of his laugh is shaking. You don't have a clue, cuz.
Before we discuss that statement, yeah? I think you should pay attention to the wording. I think the person that said that says it how he speaks.
Say it again.
Just like when Liverpool won it first.
It's him.
This has been one of the worst Prem seasons.
It's him. Agree? Do you disagree? I agree anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible season.
I know.
Yeah, because you won the league.
I know you agree.
I agree.
Okay. It's you.
I agree.
Yeah, I think this is our opportunity to all get points on the board here.
Should we move to the next one
then? Who is it?
I think that's a bit out of order. I do think this Premier League and football at the moment has taken a massive nosedive in the heart, the spirit of the game. I do think that, man. And I think while teams have lost their spirit, you lot, this season. And for the last few years, to be honest with you, you lot have got a real good spirit. So it's probably time to clean up, to be honest with you.
I hear you.
Yeah, so.
I agree with what Steve was saying. It's just this easy thing. I just think it's right when City ran away with it, or when Arsenal look like they're going, no one says the league's easy then. It's just how life is, isn't it?
They were battling, weren't
they? No, handle. And it's just like the old school time when defenders were smoking in the toilets. Man, think those title wins were better. But again, isn't it? Like Kevin Phillips is top goal scorer. These leagues ain't better than now. We can do what we want. We can pretend all we want.
I think it's more passion.
We Lippy's on Twitter arguing about Defoe and Jamie Vardy. Defoe puts himself like just under Van Nistelrooy, and that Lippy puts him under.
How about this as an argument though? Like the quality threshold of football today is much better. I enjoy watching it more. But entertainment value is something completely different to quality threshold. So where it's just like a bag of youngsters listening to adults now, it's not like back in the day you might have a 32-year-old Steve Walsh or a couple older players to mix up the vibe of the league. It's just bare young individuals listening to their manager. It becomes a little bit robotic. To the point where there could be a game, Arsenal versus Man City. I couldn't believe the 2-2 that happened. I thought it was going to be one of those dead, boring games. You know, like a Mayweather fight.
Mm.
That was the vibe I'm getting. So I think the league's
don't even
bit
do Mayweather like a Berbatov BF fight.
No, obviously Mayweather's undisputed. Bivol. But when I watch a fight from Mayweather, at the end of it, I'm not a boxing fan, so I don't like it. I just want to see Manning fight. So yeah.
I think in recent times we judge the quality of the league by how good basically City are doing. And City have been absolutely poor this season.
But they're not the barometer of the league. The Premier League.
Bro, they won it the last three seasons in a row.
Four
seasons in a row.
Handle,
so.
But they're still not the barometer because the Premier League will. The barometer, the top. Yeah, the bar, the top end. See, I know. Come on.
Barometer.
Man. Come on, man. So that's why it's called bar. So, yeah. So, just giving you some.
I thought it meant like a bar, like you can't go past that because there's a bar there.
When you're coming back to teach your brothers, each one teach one. Try to do it with a bit of grace.
Never. I can't be graceful in everything. I'm graceful in defeat. I'm not graceful.
That to my $1 billion meetings.
I think you might be wrong, bro.
That did not look like a.
Hey, it's a barometer.
Is it barometer?
Yeah.
No, it ain't. So, like from. That they're not that. The Premier League, they're a team that is new, like newfounded. Like if you want to do that, you say, oh, Manchester United.
I said in recent terms.
If you're,
It don't work like that. If you, whoever wins the most games is the best team in this country. That's just how it works. Whoever accumulates the most points, that's it. Whoever accumulates the most points is the best team in the country. This league has never, ever been, until they turn up, has never been a guarantee. Even when Man United was dominating, Arsenal could have won it some years. Mm. Chelsea could have won it some years. Mm. It's always that. Only these four seasons is it been Man City's dominating. And now we only team that's broken their domination is Liverpool. We've broken it again. We've been told it was cat then.
But you
it's
can't
cat
say
now.
They're fourth, bro. You can't say you've broken their domination.
No, but no, I'm mean. Stop them getting five in a row. Stop them treating the Prem like Scotland. Like the Prem's not supposed to be a league where one team wins it five in a row. It's not. It's never been that.
No, you know but saying, you see. Back in the day when United were winning and when Arsenal were challenging, it would be like 1-2, 1-2, 1-3. These guys are fourth.
Yeah, three horse.
They're terrible. Bro, they've dropped out of the top three race. There's no hope for City to win the league. They're not even challenging.
No, to be fair, Arsenal fell off like that though. We fell off bad. From think about it, we were undefeated in 2004. 2005 won the FA Cup. By the time it comes to 2006, Sol Campbell's going home at half time.
I hear that, but you were never blessed with the money, the squad, and the manager that City have.
You win.
Facts. Right, we ready to vote?
Yeah, we're ready.
It can't be you.
Can't be me, Steve-O, or Loons.
You
may as well vote for yourself,
eh? Oh. Go on then, my brother.
Obviously, everyone thinks it's me, which is horrible, but I do believe that we should start talking about people that hate this club. I have to get it right at some point. I'm going for KG.
Loons.
It's me. Just chill out. I thought it was him, but I'm doing the double bluff. I hope I ain't double bluff myself into no points. I thought it. I know it's you, but I'm going for Mars.
I know it's you, but I'm going for Mars. For me, it has to be.
Right.
Bro, again, yeah. I'll go KG as well, you know. I think it was him.
This is a car with clouds and the sun.
It's very nice, man.
Yeah, that's what I do. But I'm also going to go KG. Definitely. The way the wording was.
Yeah, the wording.
He just spoke like
like a child, like a immature man.
It was either KG or Paul, but I'm going to go for Paul for this one. The wording as well.
I could take the lead.
Go, Tulipi.
There's a Bulgarian proverb that it was poet.
Damn it!
Dan, you were so onto me, I was sweating.
Yeah, I was on this shit.
So early.
I thought it was KG. That sounded like KG.
I didn't spoil it.
Yeah.
Bro, he said, wanted to say what?
Just like when Liverpool won it first. This has been one of the worst Prem
seasons. You had me on the ropes, bro.
He could say that as well, innit? He would say it just like that.
Yep. The wording.
All right then. So this is the last one. Whose take is it anyway?
Who's in the lead at the moment?
It is Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb knew he was in the league.
Caleb's in the league with two. In the lead with two. Steve-O's got one. Dan has got one. Me, Lippy, and Loons.
Me, Lippy, and Loons?
Me, Loons, and Poet.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. The way I'm pulling the strings, I thought I was Poet.
I hear you. Identity crisis.
I felt like Poet for a second. Yeah, so the way, you know, if you never stopped me, I would have went on. It's because I read it.
I'm telling you, adolescence, fam. Adolescence.
So this one is an interesting one. Let's discuss this one. Ethan Nwaneri will bench Bukayo Saka within two seasons.
Damn.
Can't be me. Can't be Steve-O. Can't be Poet.
Finally.
And it cannot be Loose.
You lot are insane. Bro, like, this is crazy.
Savage Dan.
Bro, I don't agree, by the way, but I like, this is...
Dan, I'm sorry, Giz. Way you started talking, all like, you went defense straight away.
This is crazy.
Hold on.
Why would I say that?
Should I tell you the only reason? Should I tell you why I don't think it's Dan? I don't think Dan knows that Ethan's been playing right wing. I think,
do you know what?
Dan don't know that.
I'm with that. I don't.
Dan
think
doesn't
Dan,
know that. Dan definitely won't know that. Thinks he's playing like no up front. Job.
Bro, why would I know that?
Dan is hating on Ethan Urieri. He's hating on him. He's hating that Arsenal got another little gem. He's hating.
Bro, he's meaty.
He just wants to rock
nah,
the boat.
Nah, Chelsea, but Chelsea get gems.
He just wants to rock the boat at Arsenal. He wants you not to talk down on your players. Yeah, man, he will start. And you know what I'm saying? Jinx up, man. That's what he's on.
Before we discuss who it is, what do you think of that statement?
Statement's crazy.
I think it's happening.
I don't think it's happening.
Nah.
The only thing that's a crazy statement because Saka has progressively got better and better and better and better. And for Ethan to catch up with that, I don't know how it happens. The only thing I do say is Ethan definitely started his career more effectively than Saka started his.
How old is Saka? Now?
Saka's 22? 24.
23?
Yeah, it's 2 years, nah. Not 2 years.
Just turning 24.
But look, Saka's a baller.
Not 2 years. If he was like 26 now or something, I'll hear it. Yeah, nah, man. I don't know though, man.
What, you don't know about the question? You don't know who it is?
I think it's you.
Okay.
I think it's you.
What makes you think that?
You just done something mad here.
I think it's him. Do you know why? Because this
bro, it's gotta be him.
He's an oh. Like,
that's how you put it right back to himself.
That's crazy
that's
move.
The worst thing you could have done.
I didn't even get to say my reason.
That's like, desperation.
I can't lie.
It's sad, it's sad. That was the worst.
Bro,
Dan,
bro, you're in the clear.
Everyone started to like pivot.
I got to talk with Dan after, man.
Bro, this is crazy.
Hey, look at his face. He's
I've never seen nothing like this.
I've never seen that. You know when man start making statements, blanket statements like
do you know
that?
What this is like, yeah? Have you ever been on a train when the inspector comes on and you got your ticket and you're still nervous? Yeah. That was like this thing. I know it's not me, but sometimes I'm like, yo.
And
yeah,
by
exactly.
The way, boys.
Yeah.
All right. Every time every time we think we've got Dan, he adds fuel into it, by the way. Just watch out for this one here. I'm just saying, there's a reason why someone adds fuel. I'm sitting back because I know it's not me. Obviously, it can't be. Yeah. So I'm sitting back.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. He's there
Go on.
We haven't had one from Moggs. Or KG, both United fans. I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying.
When Ethan Nwaneri will bench Saka.
The way that Ethan plays, he seems like such a goal threat. He seems like once he settles in a bit more, he's going to bring more to the team, which is crazy to say, than Bakayo. Because he's just...
Massive shot.
A better player.
Off the back of that point, though, I think that's a good point. I think
it won't be
Arsenal,
long. It won't be long.
Arsenal lack sort of game-changing players.
Genesis
I think
Qua.
Saka's a great player, and I think he's a consistent player for you guys and probably your best player that you have. But Nwaneri can come into a game and change the game. Wait a second. He's done it early on in his career, so yeah, he's only so got early. Room to develop. So where early. Saka had to like develop into
Stranger,
becoming more of a goal for it. I'm just arguing the point.
Let me throw a spanner in the work.
Strange that you're quiet.
Isn't the aim in 2 years' time? In 2 years' time, Nwaneri will be 19, which is crazy, and in 2 years' time, Saka will be 25. Don't you think the aim is to keep both of them?
Yeah.
So do you not think we're gonna try find a way to play both of them? Because that Odegaard moment that I'm talking about, it could be so proper that we don't even need to buy his replacement.
Oh,
he could be right there,
because
bro.
Because Ethan plays centrally.
That's where he plays, bro. That's where he plays.
Yeah, but do you see Saka, say for example, when Ethan's 21, Saka's going to be what, 27? Do you see Saka at Arsenal when he's 27?
It depends how it goes.
The reality is, when Nery's good.
My pronunciation was good there.
Yeah. But he's not Saka, innit? Like, he's just there and he's performing well because Saka's not there. That's it.
Man said he's not Saka.
How is that?
I don't think man said he's not Saka, innit? That was bait,
but I'm agreeing with Savage, though, you know?
Oh, hold on. What's happening here?
Episode we've done, we're speaking about players in the swamp and all of that. Players that, you know, are in a bit of a place where they need to make a move. Like, Saka's had certain situations happen to him where I'm thinking, how does he recover from that? He still recovers. I'm looking at this brother like, Ethan, I need to see you go through testing times in the first team before I can start rating you like Saka. Saka's on a match.
Well, let me throw this into you. Let me throw this out. Ethan has walked into a title challenge in Arsenal. Yeah. So potentially, he might not have dark days. He might just get to kind of smoothly just coast through in this team that's challenging. Because let's have it right. I don't think it's like a miracle that him and Miles Lewis-Skelly look so much better than our academy graduates in the past. I think they've walked into a team that's ready for them to play. Whereas with Saka now, it's kind of like, can we throw him out there? Can we, you get what I'm saying?
We played left back for a bit, didn't
we? There you go. So it's like, but with these, man, it's like, Miles Lewis-Skelly ain't even playing his position. We've thrown him out there into first team football, into a new role.
But I'll be honest, I reckon that is his position. I think he's like a Trent, innit? Played
the whole academy. Think he'll be a Trent. People hate when I say that on Twitter, by the way.
A whole academy career, you play centre midfield, and the centre midfield is too strong right now for you to go in. You might have to go in as a fullback. No, but just a star, innit? Because you spent a lot of money. That's what it is as well.
Yeah, but also take into consideration when Saka comes in as a fullback, sorry Lippy, when he comes in as a fullback, Arsenal are not top two.
We're just trying to figure certain things out.
Skelly comes in now, we're top two. He's playing well. My nigga, you ain't moving.
Yeah, you're not, and that's it.
I think
he'll
be the same with Ethan. With Ethan and Miles, they have to play, innit? And it's like you said, the midfield's too strong, but my man still has to
play. And England debut left back, come on.
Can I add a name to this, by the way? Like, it's totally irrelevant, but I just want to shout him out. And that's the Max kid.
Max Dowman.
Yeah, put him in soon, man.
So Max is meant to be a baller, but I don't know. I don't think he takes Saka's place unless Saka leaves. I just think Saka's too consistent. He's proved himself on too many occasions.
Or if Arteta turns Saka into an injury-prone player. By just running him into the ground constantly.
Ooh, that's a different take.
That's an angle that you have to think about. Obviously,
I don't think you blame the manager for injuries.
Not
though.
Blaming, but
you
if,
can blame Arteta for that.
If Saka gets hurt again, hopefully it don't happen. Ethan might not get to play centre mid. He might get thrown into the right wing, and you get me.
So what do man reckon that takes? Good take or a bad take? What do you reckon, Dan?
Bad take.
Yeah, we're bad take. Let's go.
If it's a bad take, I think I know who it is.
I wrote my name down the first 10 seconds. Can only be one man. Could only be. I don't even need a reason. You could look in his eyes, bro.
You lot are moving. I don't know, man.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say something. I thought it was Dan. Yeah, because he couldn't look me in my eye for like a whole 5 minutes.
Why am I looking in your eyes?
We usually look in each other's eyes. Look, we're doing it now.
Yeah. I'm doing it now, though.
Okay. Yeah, because I've said it now. Then I thought it was Caleb. It's tough for you two. I don't know, you know. Hey, I don't know, weird, but if I have
that
to.
That looks crazy.
Huh? But if I have to pick one, I'm going Dan.
You know what? At first, I had Caleb. But the great Russian proverb says the assassin closest to you.
Yes.
Is the most likely to be the assassin.
Yes.
So I think it's Dan.
Well done, man.
I think it's Dan, man.
The assassin closest to you is most likely to be the assassin.
It's true. Assassin's Creed, mate.
Literally. You don't translate as well.
Yeah, for me, I know it's not me. So it's a lot simpler for me.
Yeah.
So I'm obviously going to go Caleb.
It has to be one of you two. If it isn't,
I'm doing a Jamaican proverb because I had Caleb here, innit? Yeah, but obviously he was my second choice. But black man can't fool again, my lad. Old school Jamaican proverb. So I've gone Dan the baitist.
He's the baitist.
Pope.
I went word association, thought of something, and then just kept trying to figure out my answer from there. So I started off with afterlife. Then I thought no longer here. Then I thought bald, and it took me to KG.
So
it took me to KG again because it's a bad take and I don't associate you lot with bad takes. I associate KG.
That is not such a bad take.
He hated that.
You lot ain't heard the great Sri Lankan proverb.
Did black man fool again?
Yes. Black man fool again. It is not Dan and it is not Caleb.
What? Ooh.
But you said something. You said... You associate this with someone with bad takes.
Yeah.
There's a player here that don't get minutes anymore. Skits.
Oh my gosh, he has no takes.
He made that up. Listen, he made that up on the spot.
Yeah.
I know Skits. I know he was sitting there in some trap star thing that no one can afford and he just said it.
Dan was with him when he said it. And Western.
That's good by association. Yeah, so maybe.
But you know what it is?
Western.
I knew you were so on me. I was certain it was Caleb because I thought, why has everyone, everyone's takes has been on the table. Why are they going to make the last one someone who's not? I thought it's got to be. I know it's not me. You know I don't know Ethan right
now. Yeah.
I don't
know. That's why I shouldn't have said. Yeah. I mean, listen, boys, youngest in charge is the winner, Caleb.
Yeah.
You know Filthy the most.
Come on.
So you know what? The t-shirt on the head, you done something.
It's knowledge. I told you. I tried to tell you, fam.
I shouldn't have
doubted you.
There you go, man.
Shouldn't have doubted you, bro.
Got a t-shirt on your head. Thin one.
He said you got a t-shirt on your head, a thin one.
I said I got a string vest. Listen.
I enjoyed that, though.
Nah, that was good, man. We'll do another one of
comment,
them soon.
Subscribe and all that.
Yeah, like, comment,
so make
subscribe.
Sure you like, comment, subscribe.
And buy your damn tickets, man.
Sign up to the Patreon. You're done now.
Done now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.